Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What up, Havoc? Juggalorada Radio. The fuck you listening to? Better know about it. Strictly wicked motherfucker.
Yeah.
Whoop. To all my motherfucking juggalos listening right now. Juggalorada Radio. Bringing doggers where I go, I'm spitting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in statistics, motherfucker, now we spit this shit. Bringing doggers where I go, I'm spitting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted in statistics, motherfucker, now we spit this shit. Off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. There's some teenage girls are throwing fists, cause horror core is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message, shoot more in its finest form. The darkest fucking rain, I get mad through rainstorms. Slashing, cutting, chopping, something, turn up front, we doing nothing. Watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches, with the wicked shit, we spitting wicked bridges. Don't be bitches, how the fuck we be living? Yeah, it's obsolete, man, with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit from a juggalo. Representing for myself, coming up real stealth. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's by the shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc? Bringing doggers where I go, I'm spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in statistic, motherfucker, now we spit the shit. Bringing doggers where I go, I'm spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted in statistic, motherfucker.
Boop boop, you're good, motherfuckers. Juggalorada Radio is back in business. And we got Ghetto G with us.
Holy shit. Are my ears deceiving me? Or is JR back?
It's definitely back, man. 15-minute show,
back
but
in this bitch.
Worth it.
3 minutes from Blog Talk. Shout out to them.
Yeah, for once, it has been right, even though they give us longer.
We popping back up in this bitch like the pimples on your pumpkins in this bitch. We out here like, fuck the rent. JRR's back.
The question is, how the fuck am I going to get music for this shit now? Because, you know, everything's got to be paid for.
Paid for. Everything you got to pay for. Speaking of which, I got a sale going on right now for my OnlyFans. No, wait, that's not it. Fucking JR is bagging this bitch. Y'all better be here. Bottom line, that's all you need to know. Fuck Facebook. Fuck Instagram. But that's where we promote. So you motherfuckers need to see the shit that we be posting and tune in the fuck in. Fuck this new number, because I'll never remember it.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is 914? Was in it? It's like New York or New Jersey. One of the fucking two.
Well, ain't it in New York since it's always been in New York?
See, that's what makes no sense. They give us New York numbers half time. Half time is fucking New Jersey numbers. But yet the fucking Blog Talk bitch is British.
Yeah, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Speaking of which, whatever happened to that show they used to have, that British bitch that was supposed to be your sister's show or whatever the hell?
Oh, yeah, Juggalorada Radio. That shouldn't fucking never even made off the ground.
I think that thing died at birth. So, yeah. I mean, I remember hearing it like maybe one time, and then JRR lived to be 9 years older?
Yeah. Let's see if I can find Angel. Get him the fucking number to call the fucking...
Angel, man, he's over there. I don't know, handing out paper towels to people that are struggling in the storms. Like Donald Trump.
Oh, shit. But yeah, go figure. That fucking chat room is fucking defective as always.
Yeah, I don't think it ever really worked. And all that chat room ever was a bunch of nonsense of emojis. Yeah, there we go. Emojis.
For me, they're just say emo kids.
Emo kids, that too. What's her name? I don't know. Who the fuck was the scene kid? Who was always depressed? There we go. That's a better question.
That's probably how the people that I used to call it to show.
that little kid that used to be here.
Oh, that stupid ass, what's her fucking name? Not Destiny. Erica.
Oh, hell no, dude. That chick found me on fucking Facebook one time, and I have no idea why. She's like, hey, here goes this dude from JRR. I'm going to send him a friend request, even though he fucking hates my guts. Ad. Yeah.
Yeah, one. Oh, that's bullshit.
Basically, everything going on in the year 2020 is bullshit.
Well, we can only have one caller at a time.
One caller at a time? Blog Talk, are you fucking kidding me? You give us 3 minutes, but you won't give us more than one caller. So please tell me how a radio show is supposed to be run with the host and a co-host and nobody able to call in.
Right.
What happens if we had a giveaway? How are these people going to win free photos on my OnlyFans tonight? Huh? How are they going to call in? Free premium Snapchats if somebody can call in the next 5 minutes. They can't do it.
Wow. We get 10 callers with the hour show.
I don't know, man. I don't understand why they're charging money for this shit anyway.
Man, it used to be free. Like,
You could do like 3 hours for no money at all.
Oh, shit.
But now people out here charging for nude photos and to use the telephone on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, for 3 hours, that costs about $250.
For how long?
3 hours.
3 hours. $200. Yeah, I'm good.
2 hour show is $100.
That's just absurd, Block Dog. You understand? Hashtag absurd. Hashtag what the fuck.
And then, of course, for a 1 hour show, it's $40.
Now, when you say $40 a month, like, that's every single day, right? For an hour.
Yep. Correct.
All right. Well, I mean, honestly, that is not too shabby. Okay, for a month.
But $100 a month for 2 hours?
But let's just see it like this. Like, if you can't get across the message that you're trying to get across to people within an hour, then you're probably not going to get that message across to those people that are listening.
That's true.
Because when I watch a video on YouTube, for example, like, if they don't catch my interest in the, like, first 3 minutes, 5 minutes or something, I'm like, fuck this shit.
That's definitely true. Let me see something here. I want to test this shit. This whole one caller at a time bullshit.
Yeah, can you call people?
See, that's what I'm about to find out. I'm about to see if I can get you call in.
Like, for instance, if you were to play one of them long-ass stories by Jump Steady, this show would be over.
So I can have more than one caller. The fuck? Cause it's letting me call with my cell phone.
Well, that's because that ain't. Wait, hold on. Yeah, you only got one phone. Never mind.
Yeah, I'm on the house phone.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's why. Because you got two phones. Okay.
And I was able to call in the guest number with the cell phone. But yeah, they're saying we can only have one caller.
That doesn't make any fucking sense now, because that's not even on the line right now.
Well, I had it on the line for like a minute, just to see if it goes through.
It's getting weird.
Blog talk, what the fuck you doing?
Like, for real, man. Gone for like 4 years, come back now, and it's like, no habla ingles and shit. Like, the fuck is going on in this bitch? Looking like a third world country in here. Dead as fuck.
It was we weren't allowed to have like 3 tracks at a time on the soundboard. So it means if you want to play more than one song, you got to delete one, just upload another one.
So you said that, and I was like, man, well, I just randomly found this Corey Taylor CD. I was like, we could fucking listen to that shit.
Yeah, we could. But that would mean you have to happen to delete each track every time we want to listen to one, to the next one.
Because apparently it was anticipated. I had no idea he even made a fucking solo CD. Just sitting there, I was like, I wonder if this is any good. You know, while I'm, you know, going back in the day and reliving Linkin Park's first album.
Yep. Actually, that one by Corey Taylor is actually supposed to be good, though.
Well, what song was on NXT that you said it was on there?
Cultural something.
I don't know. I mean, it was only like $10.99. I was like, fuck it. I'm going to see if it's any good. I was like, I sure hope it's fucking good, because if this sucks, I'm going to be real mad. I mean, he didn't do too bad on that verse he did for Tech 9. So,
true.
I guess he's still making some decent music.
Let's find out here. See if I can find the song here.
Even though his voice is completely shot.
There we go. CMFT. Culturehead is what was on NXT.
Yeah, was it the last pay-per-view? Because I didn't even have any interest in watching that at all, because those matches that were set up, I was like, fuck that.
Yeah, that was the last one that just passed.
Yeah, because that Johnny Gargano and his wife were getting title matches. I was like, are you kidding me? But apparently,
well,
they're supposed to be getting pulled up to the main roster, too.
Not sure as I hope not.
So how about this? You were right, and we were probably all thinking it anyway. Even Murphy's going to fucking SmackDown.
Oh, God.
So all of the bullshit we didn't want to see on Raw is all the same bullshit we're going to see on SmackDown now.
Go figure.
Like, why, man? And also, we didn't really need to see all the people that were staying on the same brands, because...
No, we didn't.
Okay, great. They're staying where they're at. But then you go ahead and bring the gay-ass New Day back, give them the tag team championships, and then send them to Raw.
You know what that means, right? Raw and SmackDown's going to get the Street Profits.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, the Street Profits clearly are going to SmackDown now.
Well,
and then
what
are they
going to
do with the title belts? Are they going to put them together again?
That's a possibility.
Because they did that last time, and then they didn't want that no more, and then they brought, you know, the Raw titles and the SmackDown titles, and now they're going backwards to the same bullshit again.
Basically, I mean, they're just, I don't know what the fuck WWE's doing. They're fucking shit up.
But at least we get a Hell in a Cell match for Sasha and Bayley. There you go.
There we go. We get 9 minutes of fucking recording left over.
So this continues on for 9 more minutes after it's over?
Yep. It's counting down right
thanks,
now.
Thanks, Blog Talk. Thank you for that extra 9 minutes. Not like you're stingy or anything. Jesus. Fucking got to sell a virgin in this bitch to fucking get a radio show.
Hey, man. Fucking, even then, a virgin is not even worth much anymore.
I don't know, man. All this child trafficking going on. I mean, they're probably worth a lot. I mean, that we don't know of.
Well, there again, you might get some money if you sell a virgin to like a member of ISIS.
They still exist.
Like here, you don't need to blow yourself up just for your virgins. Here's one for $1,000.
$1,000? That ain't nothing, man. That won't even get us a couple months on Blog Talk Radio.
Actually, yeah, no.
$1,000, that's like nothing. Like for anything nowadays.
Yeah, I'm gonna be setting up that fucking GoFundMe just to bring this shit back.
Yeah, I don't know how well that's gonna work out. You got a bank account all hooked up though with this shit though?
Not yet, but I'm about to.
You gonna be out there like them fucking OnlyFans. Buy my shit tonight. Go fund me. Like, buy my content so I could live.
Yeah, like, bring back Juggler Rodriguez so that way we could all live.
You're out here begging for money for a radio show. I don't know. I don't know if anybody's really going to go for that is what I'm saying.
Well, the only ones that might
go
for
it. If these people are willing to pay, $50 for like 10 nude photos of some female on the internet. I mean, they can give you like $5 to help you get your radio show up and running.
Exactly. If you're willing to spend $10, $50, whatever for a fucking nude fucking bitch, you could give us $10 for a fucking radio show.
And just for $10, or not $10, 10 cents a day, Havoc can live another day.
Hell yeah. 10 cents a day, you could be juggling right here. Just
10 cents a day. You could bring JRR back. Remember, kids. Feed us. Not those kids.
Baby, it's not fucking 9 minutes left. It's. What the fuck?
That so apparently they can't read count this. Either.
Okay, you get 11 minutes.
Apparently Angel's affecting the soundboard, Havoc, and myself. Because we have no idea what's going on.
Doesn't help it that, you know, you can't read the fucking soundboard.
It's in fucking Japanese and shit.
Man, well, it might as well be in Japanese or even in Chinese or Korean.
All of the Asians.
There you go.
Whatever it is, it's one of them.
Wait, see that though? But yeah, no. The way they have the soundboard all set up now is just stupid.
Was anybody even in the chat room? How about that? How many people can you have in the chat room?
The chat room's not even working, so none.
It don't even load. What the fuck?
Hell nah.
Gotta pay extra for the chat room to work.
You probably do. That's probably what the fucking $40 goes to. Chat room.
$40 just for the chat room is what it's really going on. And then you gotta pay another $40 for a moderator. And then you gotta pay another $40 for the phone number.
Yeah, the fact that they gave us a whole new guest calling number is ridiculous.
Blog Talk, I want my old number back.
Yeah, seriously.
Don't you understand that my Instagram was hooked up to that number?
Well, not anymore.
For like 5 years. And then all of a sudden now it became an issue because they needed to send me a text message. And, well, Blog Talk doesn't take text messages because it's a landline.
I got a present for Blog Talk.
Oh, no. I think he's about to take his first piss on Juggalo Rider Radio in 4 years.
Yep.
There it is. Are you ladies and gentlemen ready? There it is. Flowing like Niagara Falls. Live on the telephone.
And back foot and backfire with it too.
Backfire. And he even pissed on himself too.
No. First.
Wait, what?
Whew. Fucking first.
That's not funny. What you just said is like you were pissing and then it splashed back on you. That's what that stuff is going towards.
So when I say backfire, I mean farting while you're fucking pissing.
I don't know. I mean, who really doesn't do that? I don't know.
But you see that, though? We were able to bring up the show for 15 minutes. And nobody showed up.
Because nobody could show up anyway. Even if they were thinking about showing up tonight, they can't. Did anybody even say they would show up if they could get on anyway?
No.
See that? They all in the fucking comments and shit on that stupid ass Facebook. But all they worried about is sliding into the DMs. That's it.
Now look. Hey. Jody Mains followed Juggalo Rider Radio Presents Twisted Paradise.
Man, there's so many people following that page over the years, and I don't even use it. I simply go on there from time to time to post up things that say Facebook fucking sucks. They come follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, that's true.
But people still insist on following me on Facebook.
You know, I gotta love fucking. You gotta love Victoria's fucking response.
What'd she say, bro?
Well, no, because you know, I put. Okay, here's a question: if Juggalo Rider was to return for 1 month, 1 month only, would y'all turn in? She goes, last mass of all hell.
You know, I don't even need her to be here, and I want her to put her in the penalty box already.
I responded with, you know you miss us.
She does miss us. But she's out there working that ass, literally. And I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I don't know. We got 6 minutes.
I'm just playing Victoria. Shout out to Victoria. We still kind of love you.
Yeah, kind of. And
But this whole thing you got going on with your bird is a little weird to me.
The fuck with her bird?
I don't know. That's all I see is her and a bird.
Does she even have an Instagram?
She's out here like probably want a cracker and shit every day, every post. Yeah, she got an Instagram. How the hell do you think I see this shit?
Well, let's see if I can find her. the hell is she under? Her fucking her actual name.
No. It's what? It's Snuff 520.
There she is. And she realizes what snuff means. Hey, look, I'm already following her.
Does she have an Instagram? Hey, look at that, I'm already following her. He had no idea, though. No fucking clue. Do you not look at your newsfeed while you're scrolling on Instagram, or what's the deal with that?
I do, but I never really see her shit fucking pop up.
I don't know, man. She's been I can't even talk. Posted for the past couple of days.
Well, shit. I think the only thing I see mostly on my fucking Instagram is gothic chicks.
Gothic chicks. I don't know. Do they really exist anymore?
If you saw any death or any Seymour, yes. Actually, any death has been sexy lately.
I guess I don't know who they are.
Any death is Anastasia EG. She's a.
Well, whoever they are,
tell
them to follow my page.
Hey. She just might
Twisted underscore paradise for anybody that does not follow me on Instagram right now. Cheap plug, you know. Have a nice day. Speaking of which, what the hell even happens on Facebook anymore?
Not a damn thing.
Anybody post anything new lately? Anything of interest? Any music and whatnot?
Not that I noticed, but I haven't been looking at the music lately.
Cause I swear, yeah. I think everybody gave up in the music scene.
They probably did.
Cause nothing new ever really happens, except for like Twisted. Speaking of which, did you know that they just put out a new CD?
Yeah. I thought you just listened to it earlier.
Because they just randomly dropped it. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, alright. But then, like, them action figures went really fast. I was like, well, fuck. So I placed an order. But then they came back. I was like, well, fuck. I need to cancel this other order, man. What the fuck? So then I got, like, two orders going on.
Yeah, it's the Songs of Sam Hain.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good. The track Death Talk is up on there, and it's decent.
It's kind of crazy. I was wondering how people heard it, but then people said it was available digitally. I was like, oh.
Yeah, it's up on Spotify.
Because I bought the CD with the decorations.
Let's see.
It's like stickers or something.
I found that CD. Actually, no. That CD was recommended to me along with the new one from Blaze, You Dead Homie. I'm a G.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Blaze. He's kind of slacking. I don't know, man. Them two songs that he just put out for the CD. Yeah, they're okay. The song called I'm Dead. I guess it's okay.
Oh, now Angel reads my fucking messages.
Angel, get off that Puerto Rican time and get with us.
Right?
All that beans and rice really affected his brain.
Either that or the C-19.
C-19, yeah. Angel, what the fuck? Your phone has autocorrect even if you spell it wrong. Also, it's not that hard of a word to spell.
Right?
Since it's absolutely everywhere.
And we've been booted off.
Well, damn.
Wait, have we been booted off?
I think
we're off it. What the fuck?
I think we got our message across in that 15 minutes.
I think so, too.
That we're back to tune in.
Oh,
and
damn.
Angel's retarded.
Yes, he is.
So there, three things. Accomplished in 15 minutes.
So, maybe we'll be back tomorrow night. Maybe the week, maybe the night after.
Wait.
Maybe try it.
Wait. You could do it more than once?
Yeah, I could do a 15-minute show each day.
What the fuck?
But yeah, it'd be 15 minutes every single day.
I don't understand how that's... Wait. You could just do that shit. Do a 15-minute show for free. Every day. You don't even need to pay.
Yeah, but at least for an hour show, we get more music. We got, I think, 2,000...
So if you get an hour, you get the full soundboard, right?
Yep.
You know, equipped with, you know, all the songs, all the foreign chicks you can handle.
Basically, yeah.
All those weird anime songs that people like to dance to on the internet.
I could probably have a little of those.
Like, all that shit these people were making these, like, TikTok videos to. It's like, what the fuck are you even dancing to?
And I got some new fucking SKR to fucking upload.
I didn't even know they still existed, honestly.
Yeah, they just Razor Kills just put out some new shit.
All I know is the shit that you signed me up for, and I get an email talking about what's up with your shoes. And I was like, I don't know, Loki. You tell me. It's also another thing I don't ever use. My computer. So I didn't download that album because I can't do that off an iPad.
Well, damn.
I mean, I could, like, rip songs off, like, YouTube and shit like that, just, like, off a computer, but then, like, can't really listen to it unless I listen to it off of YouTube. I could, like, rip songs and shit, and I could put them in, like, videos.
Well, damn.
But, yeah, I haven't really used my computer in years. Unless I'm, like, ripping a CD to put it onto a flash drive, you know, because I don't have a CD player in my car.
Yeah. Let's see here. Fucking. Actually, those fucking shoes that are fucking little cute. It's promoting. Those actually look pretty dope.
Oh, no, I didn't look at them. I opened them. The email, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, the shoes are dope as all shit.
What kind of shoes are they?
It's like, what are they? Like, Chuck Taylors and shit like that.
So you also sell socks, too?
You might.
Oh no! I see. See, this one person always posting up pictures with like those masks that he wears.
Yep. Those masks are like $100 each.
Speaking of which, weren't you supposed to get a mask from somebody or some shit?
Like years ago.
Forever ago.
Yeah, from Bones.
I don't even really remember who the fuck that is. What
there
was it
go.
For, though?
It's fucking, It was like a DRK mask.
Yeah, there we go. That's what it was.
But here we go. You got fucking low tops from fucking Mission Effect. Low key.
Speaking of which,
low top.
Do you remember a girl named Asylum Siren?
Yeah.
Do you know that she died?
No.
Because I randomly saw that one day. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man.
Like, wasn't she a part of something?
Yeah, the DRK. Not DRK.
And people are saying, like, waddle like a duck or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, is that the same person?
That's the same group.
Because I don't know, that chick was on my Instagram for a while, but then, you know, disappeared and shit. And then just a few days ago this year, some chick liked the picture on my page or something, and I happened to go to her profile, and I saw a picture of her, and it says, rest in peace. I thought, what the fuck, she's dead?
Damn.
I was like, whoa, that's news.
Yeah, I definitely remember her. There's the, what the fuck is that group called? DKA.
They still exist. Like the Russell?
I have no clue.
What was that other song that they made, eh? Wasn't it like the old school pervert or something?
I think
you know, like
that,
the,
yeah.
the remake of the Twisted song.
Yeah, I think they did that. Hmm.
I mean, the only song we ever really played was, you know, obviously "Waddle Like a Duck." Quack.
Oh, yeah. Because that's probably the most popular song that actually get played.
Well, while we're here, we may as well Chris Brown that bitch in the face. What's that other song? What's that Christmas song?
Oh, Stuff Your Stocking.
There you go. Speaking of which, I see Spaz on PlayStation now playing Black Ops.
Oh, God. She probably loses.
I don't know. Maybe she's one of them girls that kills everybody.
That's possible.
There's very rare females like that that play video games and sit there and just murder everybody.
Right. Apparently we get extra time off on this shit. The episode ended.
Well, maybe it's another
no
15
shit.
Minutes. You know?
I don't know.
So you got all your Halloween decorations up?
Nope, but I did got my sleep mask.
Your what mask?
Sleep, it was like, you know, like that machine that people use to help them breathe in at night when they're sleeping.
The CPAP.
Yep.
So you gotta wear one of them too?
Yeah.
Cause, dad wears one of those.
Yeah, because during our study and shit like that, fucking, they found out that I stopped breathing 27 times in that one study in my sleep.
What I want to know is how my dad got to use one of them or whatever. I don't know if that's even possible because he's never actually asleep when he's fucking supposed to be sleeping. So how do they determine if he can breathe or not, you know, while he's sleeping? Never goes to fucking sleep.
I don't know. Well, I got to use mine at least 4 hours all the time, so...
How you determine that when you're sleeping?
It actually tells you, like, when you turn it off, how long you've used it for.
What happens if you use it longer than the intended hours?
Well, the longer you use it, the better, because if you don't use it within at least 4 hours, the insurance company can actually take it back. So I'm making sure that you use my shit.
So you talk about interviews and shit. Who you plan on interviewing on this show?
Well, I'm thinking now we could probably get Boondocks up on here, shit, since he's no longer with the fucking Psychopathic.
Yeah, he follows my Instagram.
We could probably get Lex up on here.
He also follows my Instagram.
I was going to say the ROC, but no, he sucks.
I don't know. I mean, that Monsters Ain't Real EP wasn't too bad.
Yeah, and after that, he just went downhill.
Well, that was his last CD that he put out.
Yeah, his last CD, he hasn't put out anything else since.
No, like the latest one, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, like his very latest CD. Although, wait, hold on. Them songs that they put out for House of Crazies, are those old songs or new songs?
I don't know. I think they're new songs.
So then, like, he's in that, right?
Yeah.
I didn't hear those yet, though.
Yeah, the songs of Samhain are supposed to be House of Crazy songs.
Yeah, so he's going to be in those. I guess we'll see how that goes.
And I sent you a picture of Any Death.
Who the hell is that?
Fucking sexy-ass Russian gothic chick.
I thought you said Eddie Death or some shit. I was like, why are you sending me pictures of some dude named Eddie?
Nah, what the fuck, nah. Nah, her name is Annie Death.
At first it sounded like Eddie, that's why I was a little confused.
She's fucking gorgeous, though. Skinny's all shit, but she's definitely fucking gorgeous.
It's kind of crazy. I started following this one chick on Instagram, and then turns out that she's like really good friends with some chick that I used to post on my Instagram page that I got fucking rid of because all she did was fucking drink and smoke. And I never knew what the fuck she was, you know, doing. Neither does she. But,
trying to say this damn. See, fucking Instagram is making it to where you can actually save pictures.
You can save pictures. Screenshot it.
Oh, yeah. But I do it from my phone.
Screenshot it. I don't know how you fucking do that on a cell phone. I don't know. I haven't had a cell phone in years.
Yeah, we'll do this way. Take a picture of it. Actually, if I can remember how to screenshot it for a damn fucking... I think I did it.
I don't know. There was a period of time where I had no idea how to screenshot on things, but then, you know, I found out how. So now I always know how. Well, I don't think you could do it from your landline, so you should probably hang that phone up.
Yeah.
Because there's an echo going on as well.
Yeah, sounds good. Then I guess I'll see you on Overwatch.
Overwatch, that's right. Yeah, it's probably just going to be us because, you know, Dungeons & Dragons night or whatever excuse you may have tonight, and then Mary's probably still fucking figuring out how to fucking find us. Old lady, she might show up because she's celebrating Thanksgiving.
The yes. fuck?
In Canada, they do Thanksgiving now. And then come our Thanksgiving, all they do is steal our deals on things that are on sale.
Of course.
Yeah. But let Angel know and all them people that are commenting on your Facebook page that you'll be back tomorrow and whenever else you decide to for another 15-minute episode of Juggalo Rider Radio. And also share this episode with whoever you want to so they know that we are back.
Sounds good.
All right, and we out. Peace.
All right, peace.